A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplication. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Future and a hope. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Do not abhor us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, do not break your covenant with us. You are our God. Hear the voice of our supplications, O Lord. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. And is living and powerful, it searches the hearts of man, like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight. The Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel, the words that Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to the Lord our God, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the shepherd and overseer of your souls, may the God of hope give you and your family a future and a hope, a future of peace. According to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth which is according to goodness, in hope of eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began to you and your house, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, the living bread which came down from heaven, may God fill you and your people with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you and your family may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, sharing in the inheritance of the saints in the light. In the name of Jesus Christ, by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. In his mighty name, God grant you and yours to live with leading from the Holy Spirit and not walk in doubt and fear of what may happen. Let Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, keep you and yours from losing your sense of purpose and fill you and your people with hope for your future as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, you and your family being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you and your family will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, The Lord grant to you and your family according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. May the Lord plant you and your family firmly in His house, and you and your people shall flourish in the courts of our God, and He will keep you fresh and flourishing and bearing fruit into old age. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and your family and honor you and your house. With long life He will satisfy you and your people and show you His salvation. In Christ we pray that you and your family may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your lives. Enter the presence behind the veil and enter into that which God has prepared for those who love Him. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. May Jesus Christ prepare a place for you and your family and receive you and yours into Himself, so that where He is, there you and your family may be also. In Christ we pray, Jesus Christ will set you and your family on His right hand, blessed by the Father, that you might inherit the kingdom prepared for you and your house from the foundation of the world, the kingdom that cannot be shaken. For Jesus Christ has delivered your souls from death, your eyes from tears, and your feet from falling, that you and your people may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. God's abundant mercy has begotten you and your family again to a living hope, to an inheritance uncorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved of heaven for you and your house, who is kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. May the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, believing, rejoicing with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In the name of your great High Priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in Christ we pray that you and your family will ask of God, and He will give you the nations of your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. Cause you and your people to hear His loving kindness in the morning. Trust Him and cause you and your family to know the way you should walk and lift up your souls to Him. May God, whose faithfulness has been established in the heavens, visit you and your family, for He has made you a little lower than the angels, and He has crowned you with glory and honor. In Christ we pray that you and your family will seek the Lord in the hope that you might grope for Him and find Him. Let you and your people seek His face, and you and your family shall see His face in righteousness. You and yours shall be satisfied to awaken His likeness. You and your house shall see the Lord always before your face, for He is at your right hand, that you may not be shaken, that your hearts may rejoice, that your tongues be glad. Moreover, that your flesh will also rest in hope. In Christ we pray that God will make known to you and your house the ways of life and make you and your family full of joy in His presence. According to His new covenant, the Lord fulfill all your petitions. May He send you and your house help from the sanctuary and strengthen you and your people. In Christ we pray, God, the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead, will give to you your heart's desire and will not withhold the request of your lips. In Christ we ask that God, your refuge and strength, to prepare a table before you and your family in the presence of your enemies. Anoint your heads with oil and let your cup run over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you and your bloodline and your people all the days of your life, and you and your family shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. According to the multitude of His tender mercies, in Christ we pray that God's favor will cover you and your people for life. Now may the God of hope fill you and your family with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let you and your people purify your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God which lives and abides forever. May you and your family sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and prepare your hearts for the Lord. In Christ we pray, you and your people will gird up the loin of your minds, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace of God, not conforming yourself to the former lust, denying ungodliness and worldly lust. living soberly, righteously, and godly, being holy in all your conduct, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. Set your minds on things above, not on the things on the earth, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Let you and your bloodline and your people do good, that you and your house be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for yourselves a good foundation for the time to come, that you may lay hold on eternal life, receiving the unsearchable riches of Christ. Let you and your family receive the gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, in Christ we call upon our Father and God, and in Christ we ask that He would bless you and your family indeed, and enlarge your territory, that His hand would be with you, and that He would keep you and your people from evil, that you and yours may not cause pain. May the Lord God bless you and your family indeed. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is no other rock. Let you and your people lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares you, and let you run with endurance the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. In Christ we pray that you and your house fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. Let your future be rooted and grounded in love, filled with joy, your mouths filled with laughing, and your lips with rejoicing. Your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. May your future be free of affliction. Let you and your bloodline and your people stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has set you free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage, nor be led into temptation, but instead, by the tender mercies of God, be delivered from darkness, destruction, misery, and death, and set free from bondage and curses, receiving the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Following Jesus, secure in righteousness, sure of the inheritance reserved in heaven for you, marked for salvation on your foreheads and appointed to eternal life. In Christ we pray, you and yours will walk by faith, not by sight, in the light and truth, trusting God, being guided by the Holy Spirit, surrounded by kindness, and covered in grace, having redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Be holy and blameless and irreproachable in God's sight, purified and zealous for good works, called to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus. By the grace of God, let you and your people be perfected in holiness, rooted and built up in Christ and established in faith, strengthened and settled, grounded and steadfast, surrounded by God's favor, walking in authority and established in every good word and work, being bold and confident, secure in the blood covenant of God Almighty. Let your path drip with abundance. May all God's blessing come upon you and your house and overtake you, that you and your people shall not lack any good thing. May you and your family prosper in all things and be of good health as your souls prosper, having a long, fruitful life, being rich in experiences, wise in judgments and choices, behaving wisely and in a perfect way, filled with wisdom, not lacking any knowledge, but given understanding, that you may know Him who is true, and be in Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ, enjoying the fruits of your labor. Let you and your family be diligent until the end. Finish the race and receive the prize, an imperishable crown. May God make you and your family an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. So shall your descendants be. Our Father, Lord of heaven and earth, establish you and your seed forever, and build up your throne to all generations. Wealth and riches will be in your house, and your righteousness shall endure forever. Unto your house arises light in the darkness. Your hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Your hearts are established. Surely you and your people will never be shaken. You and your house will be an everlasting remembrance, In Christ we pray that God of all comfort will give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let you and your people be satisfied from above. In Christ we petition God to open to you and your family the gates of righteousness, that you may go through them. His faithfulness endures to all generations. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is a sure foundation, in his name may our Father in heaven give you and your family ears to hear what the Spirit says, so that you and your people will overcome and eat from the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Let you and your family be faithful until death, that Christ will be magnified in your bodies, whether by life or death. And in Christ we pray, the Lord God give you and your people the crown of life. In Christ we ask our Father in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, the door to your salvation, that you and your people will overcome and not be hurt by the second death. In Christ we pray that you and your family hold fast to his name and not deny his faith. Let you and yours overcome and receive the hidden manna to eat. May God give you a white stone and on the stone a new name written which no one knows except the one who receives it. The Lord knows your works, love, service, faith, and patience. And as for your works, let the last be more than the first. Our hope is that you and your people overcome and keep his works until the end. To you and your family may God give power over the nations and give to you and your people the morning star. In Christ we pray, you and your family will not defile your garments, and may you walk with God in white, for you are worthy. May you and your people overcome and be clothed in white garments. Your gift from God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We ask in Jesus' name that God not blot out your names from the book of life, and that Jesus himself will confess your names before his Father and before his angels. In Christ we petition the Lord, God of your salvation, to set before you and your family an open door that no one can shut, and give you and your people strength to keep his word and not deny his name. According to his promise, the Lord, who became for you wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, keep you and your family from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole earth. May you and your people hold fast to what you have, so that no one can take your crown. In Christ we pray, the Lord our God will make you and your family a pillar in the temple of God, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the saints. We ask that the Lord Jesus will ride on you and on your people the name of his God and the name of the city of his God, and write on you his new name. Let the Lord sell to you and your family gold refined in the fire, that you and your people may be rich, and white garments, that you and yours may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you and your people may see. Let you and your family hear his voice and open the door, that he will come in to you and dine with you. The Lord grant to you and your people to sit with him on his throne, as he also overcame and sat with his Father on his throne. May the Lord leave a door standing open in heaven for you and your family, and seal you and yours as servants of our God upon your foreheads. In Christ we pray that you and your people will wash your robes and make yourselves white in the blood of the Lamb. Let you and your family overcome him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And may you and your family not love your lives to death. In Christ we pray that the Lord will make you and your family new and give to you and your people the fountain of the water of life freely. May the God of your salvation help you and your family overcome, that you shall inherit all things. There shall be no more curse. You and your people shall see his face, and his name shall be on your foreheads, for you are called by his name. In Christ we pray that God will remember you and your house with the favor he has toward his people. O, may the Lord visit you and your house with his salvation, that you and your family may see the benefit of his chosen ones, that you may rejoice in the gladness of his nation, that you may glory with his inheritance. To him who loved you and washed you from your sins in his own blood, and has made you kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and all those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him, for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, and all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards you and your house, our thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, believing that you and all your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us, as a vessel of mercy, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. In your name we rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness we are exalted. For you are the glory of our strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and we belong to the Holy One of Israel. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.